It's 3:21 on Maryland's News Now. I'm John Patti. Joining us is meteorologist Tony Pan, who is looking ahead into the summer of 2014. And Tony, I wanted to talk to you today because the National Weather Service has issued its hurricane forecast for the summer.
This is one of the most difficult things to do, is to try to predict how many storms and what intensity they're going to be. But NOAA just came out with their estimate. They're calling for 8 to 13 total named storms. Just to give you a little perspective, 12 is the average. So, you know, it's right in the neighborhood of an average season, maybe a little below average. They're thinking 3 to 6 hurricanes, 6 at the most. 6 would be the average, so that would be lower than normal, just like last year, the number of hurricanes, and maybe 1 or 2 what we call major hurricanes, Category 3 or higher. You know, the thing to remember about this is we try to look at all these variables that go into creating hurricanes, you know, dust coming off the African continent, water temperatures, whether or not there's an El Nino in the Pacific or not. And all these things come together, but it's really hard. This is one of the hardest things to forecast. So you take all this with a grain of salt. You remember back in the early 90s, there was only 3 or 4 hurricanes for the entire season. But guess what one of those was? Andrew, right?
Right. You know, so it only just blew up Florida.
Right. So it was a below average hurricane season, but look what happened. So same thing last year. You know, we had Sandy come up the coast. Now, Sandy wasn't a particularly strong storm, and it was a below average hurricane season. But again, right in the right spot at the right time.
So the moral of the story, it only takes one.
It only takes one, right. So you take these forecasts with a grain of salt, and we say it overall looks like there would be below average hurricane activity again, but it only takes one to be in the right place at the wrong time.
Now, they were talking about the El Nino effect again this year. What is that effect that will have something to do with our hurricane season?
Yeah, I've heard, and I'm no expert on that, but I've heard conflicting reports on whether or not this El Nino would develop, and that's warming in the Pacific waters, and it has an effect on the overall jet stream pattern because it's all connected, water temperature to air temperature, so it's all connected. And the net result of that would be a stronger jet stream flow, the southern branch of the jet stream, we call it, which would produce would actually be good news for the Southwest and the West. They're in a drought situation right now, California, the wildfires and all that. It would alleviate that. They would get a lot of rain out of it. If we did get an El Nino, it would probably wind up with a milder winter on the East Coast. There's all kinds of variables there. But one thing that it does do is it has a tendency to put a squash on hurricanes. Hurricanes need calm winds in the atmosphere to develop, believe it or not. They produce such strong winds, but they need calm conditions in the atmosphere to get going. And if there's anything that stirs up the atmosphere, like a strong southern branch of the jet stream, it has a tendency to squash hurricanes. So if there is a strong El Nino, it would equate to less hurricanes.
Why do most of our hurricanes or tropical storms start in Africa?
Actually, it depends on what time of the year it is. In the early part of the hurricane season, you know, hurricane season starts in June, I'd say through probably the middle of July. Most of the time, the storms develop in close, we call them, you know, the Gulf Coast or the Gulf of Mexico or the Southeast Coast. So in the early part of the season, they come from in close. And then the Atlantic hurricane season kicks in late July and into August. And it's all because of the way the winds shift in the atmosphere. So all these big storms, these waves, we call them, come off the African coast. And they travel from the east to the west. And they move across the Atlantic. They hit that warm water by us. And boom, you get a hurricane. But they start as almost like big clusters of thunderstorms on the African continent.
You say it's difficult to predict. Of course, last year the forecasters didn't do so well. They predicted
it's not an easy thing to do. This is not I mean, it's not like throwing darts. There's reasoning behind the numbers that they put out. But again, you take all this with a grain of salt and you say, okay, even if it was forecasting 1 or 2 hurricanes, it could be the one that comes up the Chesapeake Bay. You just don't know.
Bottom line, would you rather forecast a hurricane or a blizzard? And it's not multiple choice.
Hurricanes are easier to follow. I'll put it that way. They're a little easier to follow as opposed to trying to pinpoint how much snow is going to come out of a blizzard.
All right. So, that was a great non-answer.
There you
Good
go. Thank you.
Meteorologist Tony Pan giving us what we need to know for the summer of 2014 as the hurricane season begins on June 1st. Thanks, Tony.
Okay.